Hello and welcome to the first official episode of The Falcon. I'm your host, Cooper Hughes. After a few practice runs, I believe I'm ready to get this going officially. I'm not saying I'm going to be perfect, but you guys should definitely stick around because I think this could be something really great. I hope everyone's having a great day already, and if not, I hope I can help make this a little better. So I wanted to start off this first episode and episodes in the future with some questions that I got from my Instagram story asking like what they want to hear about on the podcast. So I've got a couple questions here that we're going to kick off with. So what's the future of Wes Henderson sports looking like? I believe that the future is definitely really bright within the sports. I believe the best athlete in the school, Drew Emanuel, he's only a sophomore and he's top tier in three different sports, and then there's a ton of guys who have taken a leap on the basketball court as well, like Tyler and Jackson have both steadily improved throughout the year, and that's just basketball. Freshman Keegan Saft, he's probably the best runner that we have on cross country, and again, he's only a freshman. And then our best sophomore runner, Bree, don't really know how to pronounce her last name, but y'all know who I'm talking about. She's our best runner, again, only a sophomore. Then we had a couple guys who were freshman and sophomore play varsity on soccer. And then football, there's a couple guys who are coming up. Most of our O-linemen were sophomores. So I believe the future is definitely really bright and something to look forward to. And then second question, who are your favorite players to watch? This was asked by a basketball player, so I'm going to stick to basketball just because it'd be hard to go into everything. So for I'll go one person from each level. So girls JV, I really like watching Riley Druskus. I've been watching her since she was like little playing Henderson County, and she's just always been a little bit better than all the players surrounding her. And she plays hard, and she's played really good in the few varsity games that she's been in as well. JV boys, I really like watching Grant Putnam. I really like watching Neil. There's a lot of guys on there who are solid and fun to watch, but still just need a little bit of room to grow, I guess you could say. Girls varsity, that's tough because I really like Jazza. I really like Jania. They both do two different players, I guess you could say, and they both do the things that they do very well. But then I've always liked watching Ray Ray, always liked watching Kara, and then freshman Caden Lida plays really hard, and she's one of our best rebounders, and she's tiny compared to everyone else. And then varsity boys, I really like watching Truitt. I really like watching Lucas. I really like watching Jackson, of course, just the players who really bring that energy. But my favorite is probably Steve, just because, again, for that energy, that hustle, he can check in and change a game in ways that doesn't even involve scoring. So, yeah, those are probably my favorite people to watch basketball-wise. All right, we are now going to jump into our interview.
With our first guest
right here,
Wes Henderson quarterback and basketball star, Lucas Cachillo. Lucas, how are we doing today, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm glad to be on this podcast.
That's great to hear about. Lucas, a lot of people, they'll be like, oh, of course we've got Lucas Cachillo as the first guest on the podcast because I'm known around the school as a Lucas Cachillo fanboy.
And to that I say, I'm the biggest Lucas Cachillo fanboy.
With this podcast, I'd like to learn a little bit more about your life in sports and how all that has affected your life off the field as well. So, first question, growing up, who was your biggest inspiration to get to where you are today?
I think I've grown up as to be a Steelers fan, so I'd say probably Ben Roethlisberger, because I've always been a quarterback and I've always looked up to him as a really good quarterback. And I think he's a pretty good quarterback. He'll be a Hall of Famer.
All right, I like that. How long have you been training and working out for sports, I guess you should say?
I mean, I think I've always been training football and basketball and baseball ever since I was little, but I've really taken football serious. As soon as seventh grade, summer hit, I think I've really went to some camps, and I was like, I think I can really, really pretty good at quarterbacking. So I took that serious. I did some one-on-one training with some guys, and Yeah, ever since about 7th grade, I really took it serious.
All right,
have you always kind of known that football was your main sport, even when you were little? Because you've been kind of all over the place. You even had a little bit of a lacrosse phase back in middle school. Like, has football always been kind of your main thing?
Yeah, for sure. I remember when I was little, I think I was just the fastest kid on the field. I feel like I remember watching highlights. I feel like I really loved football all my life. I feel like that was definitely my main sport when I was growing up.
All right. You've been an athlete kind of your entire life. Do you feel like sometimes
all the training and playing all these sports, all the different seasons, do you feel like you might have, like,
how do I put this?
Put it over some things in your life to the point where it's kind of overtaken some things that might be more important and you might have missed out on some things as a kid?
Yeah, for sure. I think on Saturdays, like, people would ask me to hang out or something. No, I can't do this. Like, I got a tournament or something. I got to train. I think it's definitely taken over some hangout time with friends and stuff. But I think in the end, it'll definitely be worth it for sure. That's for sure, yeah.
So, let's see. So you've dealt with a lot of, like, injuries in your past life, and I remember that's, like, as a kid, you would show up to elementary school with your arm in a sling because you broke your collarbone, and I remember that happened in, like, multiple times. And then as you've grown up, you broke your collarbone in your eighth grade year. You've had trouble with your wrist. You have trouble with your hands. How have you dealt with all these injuries that have been going on?
I think I've really just, like, pushed through it, gone through a lot of adversity, but God always has a plan for everybody, and I just look at it like that whenever I get hurt, and, you know, I just recover as fast as I can and get back on that field or on that court and do the best I can.
So one of my favorite things about you and your family hanging out with y'all since I was really just like a middle schooler, how has your relationship with your dad helped you throughout your sports journey? Because I know he's always been a really
supportive, one way to put it, and then also just he's always
on you and pushing you and stuff like that.
Yeah, he definitely pushes me to be the best I can. He's always been around, always took me to tournaments, games, 7-on-7s, always helped me a lot, and I thank my dad for everything. He does everything for me. My mom supports me, my brother supports me, all my family wants me to do great and try to play college football, I think.
All right, that's great. When was that, like, wake-up call that you really realized, like, okay, I could take the next step with this? Like, when did you know that you were going to be what you are today, basically, just on the fringe of being a D1 football player? Things continue to go right.
I think definitely when I met up with this guy named Jonathan Crompton. He played in the league some. He went to Tuscola, played at Tennessee, and he said that he thinks I can do really big things. I can go play Division I football, and I took that from him, and I really started when I did training with him. I really started seeing stuff like, I think I can really do this. Like, I can go big, I think, and I just keep putting that work in. And then this season, junior season, after we threw a lot, and I think I was surprised myself even, and I think I can really do this.
Talking more about Crompton, again, just like a guy with a ton of football experience, I've watched Crompton when I was younger as a guy from Tennessee, a great game manager, one way to put it, and he played really good outside of the NFL, and then he also got that NFL experience. What has that relationship with Crompton been like, and how has that helped you throughout your football journey to continue to get better and ready to take that next step?
I think he helps me a lot. Me and him are like brothers, man. We're like the same person, I feel like. Always cutting up, laughing outside of football. he's awesome. He helps me. He knows a lot of people, helps me with recruiting, stuff like that. And yeah, it's awesome for him to come basically be the coordinator for a season and just help me and the team win some games.
Talking more about relationships, I know you're not a big, like,
feelings guy, but I know that you have been in this relationship with your girl Emma for a little while now. How has that helped you, and how much has her support through everything meant to you?
I think it's meant a lot to me. She comes to, I don't know, I think she's missed like 2 games of my sophomore and junior season of basketball and football and baseball and everything. She's always there to support me. I try to be there to support her when I can, and she definitely makes me want to work harder, knowing she got state last weekend and won state for track, and she's a really good athlete and really talented, and makes me want to work harder at what I do and pushes me to, and just always there to support me.
That's awesome. Do you feel like
you guys are both above average athletes?
Do you feel like that's kind of like helped y'all's relationship? Do you feel like you guys kind of bond over that, and that helps kind of the understanding a little bit whenever, like, there'll be a weekend where you won't get to hang out with her because you have a basketball tournament, football training with Crompton, and then there's weekends where she has to go as well, just volleyball stud as well as one of the best track runners that West has really seen?
Yeah, for sure. Like, sometimes we can't hang out, but we all know it's going to be better in the long run, and we'll see each other next weekend or something like that, you know. But, yeah.
All right, Lucas, jumping back into the football side of things, talk about the strengths of the West football team next year and maybe some things that you guys might want to work on over the offseason to really take that next step with all the talent that we have.
I think our passing game is just going to be even better than last year. We'll have a lot of kids on the outside, make a lot of plays, go get the ball, go get it. And I think one thing we need to work on is definitely our run game to open up that pass game. And run game and our line, I think, will get better this year. That's one thing we need to improve on. Just being more aggressive, for sure.
All right, who are some of these guys that you're, like, looking to take the next step for you this year? And these could be juniors, these could be maybe some of the underclassmen who played a little bit of varsity, or maybe some of the guys even on JV. Who are some of the guys that you're looking to take that next step and be big playmakers for y'all this year?
I think Tyler Nash is going to have a pretty good season. I think he's going to step up and be more aggressive. Evan, man, is definitely going to make more plays, and he's definitely getting in the weight room. He's getting stronger, and I think Caleb will have a good year, Colony. I think he'll play receiver more, and I think Schultz will have a really good season too, and Carson Dimsdale. He'll have a really good season, I feel like. He'll be playing running back stuff. And then Jackson Lynn, off his ACL tear, will definitely have a really good season and hope he stays healthy.
I'm really excited for next season as well, hoping to take home that conference championship that we missed out on your freshman year of middle school.
Jumping back in with you, you've been talking about recruitment and stuff like that. What has that been like for you, the whole recruitment process so far?
I don't think it's been like the best. I think Gardner Webb is definitely interested, Wake Forest is interested, and I mean, I've went to like Lenore Ryan, they're interested. I think this season, if I have a good year, it'll definitely start catching up, and I think if just without one school just takes a chance on me, a bunch of will.
I definitely believe that as well. That's one thing that I've definitely been pushing. I've been telling other people and talking to you just about the whole thing about D1 football is the second one school does take that chance on you, that big D1 school, whether that's Wake Forest offering you or whether that's an SEC, ACC, another ACC, or just one of those bigger schools, when they see something in a guy, the other schools start to take notice as well. What are some of your personal goals for the next season? Like, what are some steps that you're looking to take?
I think I want to pass for about 3,000 yards this year. I think I set the school record from last year, but I think I want to break that again. I definitely want to run the ball more and get outside the pocket, make the defense harder. I want to win a conference championship for sure. I want a home playoff game. That's a goal. And I want to make it to the second round of playoffs. That'd be fun. Wes hasn't done that in a long time. Definitely won a conference championship, though. That'd be awesome.
All right, playing all these sports, like, throughout your life, like, I know that being a quarterback has helped you with the pitching a little bit. And how do football and basketball, like, connect? Like, are there certain aspects of football that help you in your basketball game? Are there certain aspects of basketball to help you in your football game?
I think footwork's definitely one of the things that helps me on the basketball court from being a quarterback. You know, you have good feet, so that definitely helps. Football's definitely made me stronger in basketball, definitely getting boards and just playing better defense on guys and being the most aggressive on the court, I feel like, at sometimes. And, yeah.
All right, Lucas, this has been a great interview so far. I feel like I've learned a lot more about you and your life, and then also just things on the field as well and what you're looking to do next year. Lucas, one final question. As a quarterback your entire life, obviously, like, you've played with a lot of wide receivers. Like, you've had the guys, your Truett Manuals, your Andrew Schultzes, Lucas Corns. If you could choose any wide receiver in the history of football to be your wide receiver one on the field, which wide receiver are you choosing?
I think I'd have to choose probably Randy Moss. Because, like, if I'm in trouble, just throw it up. I know he's going to get it, you know.
All right, Lucas, thank you so much for coming on and being the first official guest of the podcast. I feel like this went really well, maybe a lot better than I was expecting. I wanted to end this off with a little bit of motivation for the people listening to this right now. I've got a quote right here. If you let what other people think affect your life, then it's not really your life. The more you live for yourself, the happier you will be. You can't keep other people happy until you learn to keep yourself happy, because happiness radiates. Do not let other people's opinions affect that happiness. Thank you so much for listening. I hope everyone has a blessed day, and I'll see y'all next week.